Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Marijuana is the most commonly used illicit substance among young adolescents, and recreational sale and possession of marijuana by adults remains illegal in all but a few states, and it remains illegal everywhere under federal law. My guest today is Dr. Seth Ammerman. He's a clinical professor at Stanford University, and he's the founder and medical director of Teen Health Van, a mobile clinic program providing comprehensive primary health care services to homeless and uninsured youth. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ammerman. Tell us a little bit about the marijuana laws in this country, and what is the AAP saying about their updated policy about this?
Thank you for inviting me. In terms of marijuana laws in this country, there are now 23 states and the District of Columbia that allow the use of medical marijuana. And there are four states and the District of Columbia that now allow the use of recreational marijuana for adults 21 years of age and older. The American Academy of Pediatrics just released its new position statement and technical report on marijuana. And there's some key findings, key recommendations from the position statement that include, first, the AAP does remain opposed to the legalization of marijuana use recreationally for adults, because of the unknown impact that that will have on youth use and access. Additional key recommendations include having medical marijuana be changed from a Schedule 1 federal law to a Schedule 2, and simultaneously having research that would, we hope, result from that on cannabinoids, go through the FDA approval process just like any other medication. Additionally, the AAP is recommending that simple marijuana possession be decriminalized, in other words, taken out of the criminal justice system and into the health system so that people, kids who have problems with marijuana get the help that they need from a health care perspective.
Okay, so to surmise this, for parents, the AAP is saying they don't want parents and adults being able, even in states that they're legal, because of the impact it could have on their children, just like kids that see their parents drinking, you know, may have a tendency toward drinking more. So if an adult is somebody that either smokes marijuana, used to smoke, what do you say to them about, you know, being upfront about their use, being honest about their use with their children?
Well, kids, their children don't need to know all the nitty-gritty details of their marijuana use if they have used previously or are current users. Even if the parents are using marijuana medically, I think parents have to remember that their actions speak louder than their words, and they're definitely role modeling behavior for their children. And it is fine if they are using it medically to explain to their children that they have a very specific medical condition that they are using it for. And like any other medication, you only take the medication for what you've got, that all medications can have side effects, and that just because they're using it for their specific condition doesn't mean that it's a safe or benign drug otherwise. In terms of recreational use of marijuana, again, I think from a role modeling perspective, parents need to be very careful around their children, because if they're using around their children, then their kids get the idea that, oh, well, this is fine to use. And even if most adults do not have problem use with recreational marijuana, we know some do. And we know that for kids, and there's a lot of research that's been done to show that the younger one starts using a drug like marijuana, the more likely they are to develop problem use, which could affect their ability to finish school, hold down a job. So very significant social and psychological functions can be adversely affected by that.
Now, parents have to get into this discussion, Dr. Ammerman, because states are legalizing it, and, you know, the medical marijuana, and I understand they want to decriminalize it and take it into the healthcare realm, which is definitely where it should be as a you know, a scheduled drug for medical purposes. But when parents have the media coming forward on both sides of this issue, what do you say to your children about the fact that it's legal in some states like Colorado and medically legal in some other states, but federally illegal? What is a parent to say to their children when they hear this stuff on the media?
Well, I think one good tack to take is to talk about the developing brain of the adolescent. I have found that adolescents are very interested in this topic because their brains are developing, and they like to hear about what's going on with that. And we do know that the developing brain is more susceptible to functional impairment than the adult brain. So that I would have parents explain that even if adults are using it in states where it's legal, their brains are for better or worse, basically finish developing, and you want as a kid, as a teenager, to get all the brain function that you've got the potential to have. And you don't want to use any drugs that may alter and limit that function. And I find that kids actually respond to that in a very thoughtful manner. I also would like to clear up a little terminology issue because we've already talked about medical marijuana, but medical marijuana is really a misnomer. The cannabis or marijuana plant has active ingredients called cannabinoids that may have medical benefit. A given plant probably has over 200 minimum cannabinoids in it. We know very little about the vast majority of them. There are two that have been studied somewhat in adults, and these are the two that are used therapeutically in adults with very specific conditions. One is THC, which is a psychoactive cannabinoid, and the other is CBD, or cannabidiol, which is shown some benefit as a neuropathway stabilizer, neurologic stabilizer. But of those two, there's been no formal clinical trials or research done in the pediatric or adolescent population. And even for those two, again, very specific, serious medical conditions in adults, these two cannabinoids may have some benefit. But we really don't know a lot about it. But I think it's important to realize that it's not marijuana per se that has therapeutic benefit, but it's these active ingredients inside the cannabinoids, and one advantage of changing it from a Schedule I drug, which states explicitly that there was no medical benefit, to a Schedule II drug, which states that there may be medical benefit, that will help open up research on cannabinoids, and we can then really start seeing what really are the benefits, and I would add the potential adverse effects or risks in a standardized fashion.
So it really is just going to take, it's going to take more research in kids to understand and adults to understand as role models what they're doing and what it reflects for their children so that, you know, we kind of keep an eye on how the research is going and the AAP updated policy you can read more about at AAP.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.